day of Sri Radhakunda. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, nobody knew where was Radhakunda and Shyamakunda. Not even the forest of Vrindavan, because there are 12 forests. He asked, which forest is Vrindavan? Nobody knew. He discovered Vrindavan himself. He found this Imlitala next to, and then under that tree, Radha Krishna will wait for each other. So Krishna will sit under that tree waiting for meeting Radharani. And when she was a little late, he will feel a lot of separation from her. And his body will become golden like Radharani. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat under that tree, he embraced the tree, shed tears of love, remembering Krishna, and feeling great separation from Krishna, his golden body became bluish like Krishna. So from here, Vrindavan, he went to Govardhan. And after he did Govardhan Parikrama, he asked the local people, where is Radhakund, Shyamakund? Nobody knew. So, by his spiritual potency and vision, we used to have a painting in that wall there, Mahaprabhu discovering Radhakunda. In a paddy field, he found two small ponds. He said, this is Radhakunda and Shyamakunda. And there he offered prayers to Radhakunda. Maybe we can sing them together. Or you can sing after me the prayers. Please repeat. Yata Radha Priya Vishnus Tasya kundam priyam tata Sarva gopishu saivaika Vishnuratyanta vallava. Just as Radha is dear to Lord Krishna, so her bathing place, Radhakunda, is dear to him. She alone is his most beloved of all the gopis. This verse is from Padma Purana, recited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he continued glorifying, Sabagopi haite Radha Krishnera preyasi, taiche Radha Kunda priya priyara sarasi. Of all the gopis, Radharani is the dearmost. Similarly, the lake known as Radha Kunda is very dear to the Lord, because it is very dear to Srimati Radharani. Yai kunde nitya Krishna radhikara sange jale jala kelikare tirarasa range. In that lake, Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani used to sport daily in the water and have a rasa dance on the bank. Madhya 18:9. Sei kunde ye ekabara kare snana tan Re Radha Sama Prima Krishna Karyadana. Indeed, Lord Krishna gives ecstatic love like that of Srimati Radharani to whoever bathes in that lake even once in his life. Madhya 18:10. Kundera Madhuri Yenaradhara Madhurima Kundera Mahima Yenaradhara Mahima. The attraction of Radhakunda is as sweet as that of Srimati Radharani. Similarly, the glories of the Kunda are as great as Srimati Radharani's. Because of its wonderful transcendental qualities, Radhakunda is as dear to Krishna as Srimati Radharani. It was in that lake that the all-opulent Lord Sri Krishna performed his pastimes with Srimati Radharani, with great pleasure and transcendental bliss. Whoever bathed just once in Radha Kunda attains Srimati Radharani's love attraction for Sri Krishna. Who within this world can describe the glories and sweetness of Sri Radha Kunda? This is a verse Prabhupada quote in Madhya Lila 18:12, and the verses from Govinda Lilamrita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus offered prayers to Radha Kunda. Overwhelmed by ecstatic love, he danced on the bank, remembering the past times Lord Krishna performed on the bank of Radha Kunda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then marked his body with tilak made from the mud of Radha Kunda. And with the help of Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he collected some of the mud and took it with him. So, we see, no? How Lord Chaitanya glorified and Sri Radha Kunda as non-different from Srimati Radharani. And you know the pastime. That place is called Arishta or Ari, sometimes people call it. That's the place where Arishtasura, the bull demon, was killed by Lord Krishna. One demon took the shape of a bull and came to Vrindavan, a gigantic, big bull, to kill Krishna. So Krishna killed him. And Radharani told Krishna, since you killed a male cow, a bull, now you have to go to take bath in all the holy rivers in the whole universe to purify yourself from that sin. Krishna said, how can I give up your association and the land of Vrindavan to wander all over the universe? No, I will ask them to come here. So he called all the rivers. Now, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in the purport of this pastime in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, he gave very interesting details of this wonderful pastime of Lord Krishna and Srimati Radhika. So, they told, the gopis told Krishna, the same way that Indra did have to do atonement after killing Pritrasura, now you have to do the same thing. You have to travel all the holy places and the three worlds. So Krishna called all the holy river, and then Krishna said, this is the water of the Bhogavati river coming from the Patala region, not only from the upper planet, also from the lower planets. And now, O holy places, all of you please come here. When the Supreme Lord has spoken these words, all the holy places went there and appeared before him. Krishna then addressed the gopis as follows. See all the holy places. But the gopis replied, we don't see them as you describe. Then those best of holy places, joining their palms in supplication, spoke up. I am the salt ocean. I am the ocean of milk. I am the Amara Dirgika. Sono. I am the river Sona, I am the Sindhu, I am the Tamraparni, I am the holy place Pushkar, I am the river Saraswati, and we are the Godavari, Yamuna, and Reva rivers, and the confluence of rivers at Prayag, just see our waters. So Krishna, with his foot, he dig in the ground and make a big, huge hole. So all the water entered that hole and Krishna took bath in there. Then Krishna told Radharani and the gopis, because you sided with a demon, now you also need to get purified by this, from this sinful reaction. Come and take bath in my kunda, my lake. Radharani said, no way, your kunda is now contaminated with the sinful reaction you left there. we are going to make our own kunda. So The tradition said that the gopis took all their bangles and start to make a big hole on the ground, and after making it, they plan to bring water from Manasi Ganga. They make a big line with big jars, and they were collecting the water. Now this Manasi Ganga is no different from Ganga Mata, the river Ganges. Once Narada Muni was visiting Vrindavan, and he was telling Nanda Maharaj about the glories of Ganga Mata, the river Ganges. He told him that once Garuda grabbed a huge big snake to eat it, and he was flying over the Ganges, and the snake could release itself from his grasp and fell on the Ganges, leaving its body, and immediately took a form, four-handed forms, and went back to Vaikuntha. Just by touching the holy water of the Ganges while dying, the snake was freed. So after hearing that, Nanda Maharaj decided that I shall do a pilgrimage to take bath in the Ganges. But Krishna didn't want his father to do that effort to go so far away. So with his mind, he called Ganga here. So that's Manasi Ganga. So the gopis were collecting water from there. But then Krishna ordered the holy rivers, go and ask Radharani to allow you to do some seva for her too. So all the holy rivers came. The representative of all the holy places fell at Radharani's feet and begged for opportunity to do some seva for her. So she agreed, and they filled, all the holy rivers filled her kunda, and then Radharani and the gopis took bath there. So that's the Leela. Also it is said Radha Kunda and Shyama Kunda appeared in the spiritual world. The pastime is that in their mutual love, and their body melted, and Krishna's body became Shyama Kunda, Radharani's body became Radha Kunda. That's the pastime. So now, yesterday one devotee was telling me to take bath or not to take bath. That's the controversy. Well, we can hear something what Prabhupada said about it. You want to hear that? I hope you don't get discouraged. So, okay. Now, when the first devotees, Western devotees, came to Vrindavan, they already read the Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction. You know? So, very enthusiastically, they went to take bath in the Radhakund and came to Prabhupada's notice that they were, diving and splashing the water with their feet and diving and all these things. So Prabhupada was very upset, and he forbid them to take bath in Radhakunda. But in his purport, Prabhupada said, yes, you can take bath in Radhakunda. So let's see. Okay, here it is. Well, Prabhupada said that if one actually understand that Radhakunda is non-different from Radharani, how can you touch Radhakunda with your feet? He said, better take few drops and put on your head. That's actual Radhakunda consciousness. Prabhupada said like that. But also he said, of course, Upadeshamrita, he explained that one should take bath in Radhakunda. And also when he was here in his last days, he asked somebody, please take bath in Radhakunda on my behalf. So there is mention of that too. And we shall take notice of these things. So to take bath or not is up to everyone's. You decide. Both of things are allowed. So there is nothing against scripture, at least in the Shastra, against taking bath in Radhakunda. But at the same time, should be done with great awe and reverence. No splashing, no swimming, no jumping. 3 dips, and that's it, for purification. With the proper respect, offer obeisance, prayers, following the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then, in that proper attitude, we can take bath. Now the question may arise. In the Shastra, it is so much glorification of Radhakunda that even if one take bath, even once, will attain the love of Radharani for Krishna. So why is not happening? Many devotees have taken many baths, including myself, and where it is, the love, the prem, where it is? It's not that easy and cheap. Understand? It's not mechanical. It's not automatic. It has to do with the purification. Every holy place is external and internal mood, you know? And depends with what kind of consciousness we approach, it will reveal to us little or more, or not at all. Depends on our state of consciousness. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he resided in some time in Radhakunda, and he composed a very beautiful song glorifying Radhakunda. He said in that song, Chintamani moi Radhakunda tata, tahe kunja sata sata, prabala vidruma moi tarulata, mukta phale avanata. The banks of Sri Radhakunda are made of billions of conscious ecstatic desire fulfilling touchstones, and surrounding the lake are hundreds and hundreds of beautiful transcendental gardens and groves. All the trees and creepers in those gardens are made of coral and rubies, and the fruits they produce are diamonds and pearls. Indeed, their branches are bending down to the ground to the weight of so many lovely gemstones fruits. Any of us have seen this? Ever? Maybe? Someday in the future life? So when we can have this kind of vision, then it's a different story. Prabhupada chastised devotees a lot about to take things for granted so cheaply, so easily, you know. We have to be very careful with that. Prabhupada said, first there is a test. Etam began yobishaheta dira. Then for him Radhakunda. Dirastatra namuhyati. He has got 3 dozen sevadasi and living in Radhakunda. My Guru Maharaj wanted to publish Govinda Lilamrita. He asked permission of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So first of all, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I will tell you someday. And when he reminded, he said, yes, you can print one copy. If you are so much anxious to print it one copy. You will read and you will see that you have printed, not for distribution. See, now they everybody printing Govinda Lila Amrita. No? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur didn't agree. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he forbade his disciple to read few books. One of them is Govinda Lilamrita. Nittai Gaur Radhe Shyam Jai Krishna Balaram. Prabhupada said this mantra we can chant in this temple. Please repeat. Nittai Gaur Radhe Shyam Jai Krishna Balaram. Haribo. So, Prabhupada was chastising some devotees who wanted to immediately jump over and, you know, think they are already there. So Prabhupada said, if you have not understood Krishna, then you will think Krishna's Ras Lila just like mixed with young women. And that becomes polluted because they do not understand Krishna. Manushyanam sahasre chukasimyatati siddhaye. Apisiddhanam. Krishna understanding is so easy. If you do not understand Krishna, how can you go to Krishna's confidential activities? Achyutananda. Some of the devotees, they said that it is for liberated souls. So they say, we are all liberated. Prabhupada, yes, liberated for going to hell. Hare Krishna. So, there is one pastime of Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He went with his disciples, you know, Brajamandal Parikrama in 1934. And he went to Radhakund. And he was lecturing there, Sri Sopanishad, Upadeshamrita. Some local Bhaji were coming. They came first time, they stopped coming. They saw, he's a Gyani. They were expecting some Ras Lila Katha or something. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, they think they live in Radhakund. They live in Narakund. Nara, hell. Narak, Narakund. Like Prabhupada desizing. It's not physically just go live there. Prabhupada said, if you try to imitate Haridas Thakur by living in a secluded place, just chanting, you will only think of money, women, and sense gratification. What's the use? Imitationist. Sahaja means imitationist. So we should be very careful with that mentality to imitate. So, one king came to visit with his family, Radhakund, and all the family was doing Radhakund Dandavat Parikrama all around. No? So one disciple told Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, just see how much devotion they have for Radharani, all the family are doing this Dandavat Parikrama. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, but their point of view is different from ours. The disciples were eager to listen. And he said, they offer respect and worship Radhakunda because Radharani is Krishna's favorite. And because she is connected to Krishna, that's why they offer respect to her. But our point of view is different, he said. Our main object of love and worship and service is Radharani. And because Krishna is her favorite, that's why we also worship him too. But our main concern is her, nothing else. When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very ill in his pastime of leaving this world, some disciples went to see him on Jagannath Puri, and one disciple in charge of a temple, he was explaining about some managerial problems. So one of the sannyasi got disturbed that Guru Maharaj is ill and he's coming to speak about management that is not proper. But then another sannyasi told him, no, you should not misunderstand like that. Krishna's temples are for Krishna's service, and that's Radharani's department. To see that Krishna's service is going on nicely, that's Radharani's service. Mainly the seva puja and the kitchen and everything else included is under Radharani's department. So our Guru Maharaj, taking keen interest that the management is going nicely in the temple, that's he's assisting Radharani in her service to Krishna. That is the proper mentality to have and doing seva in the temple. Prabhupada, yes, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Aike Arna Koriya Mane Asha. Has he taken order from Guru Maharaj that I'm going to jump over Radha Kunda? Why does he go daily singing Guru Mukya Padma Vakya Chitete Arna Koriya? Why should he desire like that? Means one has to ask permission from his Guru. That's the point. Gopal Krishna, there are some devotees who always want, Prabhupada, they are not devotees, rascals. Don't say some devotees. Devotees will hear, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Aike Arna Koriya Mane Achutananda. They also wear the Radha Kunda Mati, Tilak. Prabhupada, there is no harm, but they should understand what is Radha Kunda and how to deal with Radha Kunda. Raghunath Das Goswami showed how to live in Radha Kunda. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Nativi Kalavasani Kritao. He was circumambulating Radha Kunda, falling down, making mark. That is Radha Kunda Vasi. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Nativi. Not only counting holy names, but offering obeisances so many hundreds of times. That is Radha Kunda. He is so much vairagya he showed. He can take bath in the Radha Kunda. First of all, do this like Raghunath Das Goswami. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Ganana Tibi Kalavasani Krito. So Radha Kunda, who will live in Radha Kunda? One is topmost devotee, and if he mixes with third class devotees, how is fit for living in Radha Kunda? There is no difference between Radha Kunda and Radharani. So how can you jump over Radharani? Radha Kunda, Radharani, non-different. How you can enjoy Radha Kunda by swimming? You cannot touch with your feet even Radha Kunda. You can take little water and keep it on the head. That is respectful to Radha Kunda. Of course, things are going on like that. But strictly speaking, Radha Kunda should be respected as Radharani herself. That is Radha Kunda consciousness, the highest Radha Kunda consciousness. This room conversation, September 5, 1976, Vrindavan. So don't be discouraged. Today is a special day. Some devotees say that in the appearance day of Radha Kunda, that's the only day that we may take bath. So, what do you think? Hare Krishna. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, he got from a wealthy man a donation, and he used that money to expand Radha Kunda and Shyama Kunda. And when he was going to dig Shyama Kunda to make it wider, he had a dream. The Panch Pandavas, five Pandavas appeared to him in a dream and told him, "We are standing here like five trees to see the Leela of Lord Krishna. So please don't cut us off." That's why Shyamakunda has a different shape than Shyamakunda than Radhakunda, to save those trees. So sometime Raghunath Das Goswami will sit next to Shyamakunda meditating on Krishna Leela. Once Sanatana Goswami was passing through and he saw that the tigress was drinking water from Shyamakunda next to Raghunath Das Goswami. But behind Raghunath Das Goswami was Sri Krishna with Sudarshan Chakra, ready in case the tigress attacked Raghunath. He was ready to protect his devotee. So Sanatana Goswami chastised Raghunath Das Goswami. "This is not proper. You are accepting service from Sri Krishna, object of love and service, by doing this. Better make a hot bhajan kutir for yourself and then peacefully you worship the Lord there." And Raghunath Das Goswami said, "Yes, I will do it. Very soon I will do it. Thank you for advising me." And next time, after some time, Raghunath Das Goswami was sitting meditating on Radha and Krishna and Radhakund. And he became so absorbed in his meditation, he forgot himself. Noontime arrived, the sun was very hot. So Sanatana Goswami was passing through, and he saw Srimati Rani herself covering Raghunath Das Goswami's head with her sari to protect him from the sun. And she was sweating under the sun. And that Sanatana Goswami could not tolerate. So he later chastised Raghunath Das Goswami very strongly. "How can you do like this? Radhani is the object of her love and service, and you are accepting service from her. That's very, very improper. Immediately make a bhajan kutiran." For immediately that same day he start to make a bhajan kutir like that. Raghunath Das Goswami, while he was living in Radhakund, he will only drink every 2 days a little cup of buttermilk. One Brijabasi will bring a leaf cup and he will take every second day. One day this Brijabasi came with a bigger leaf, bigger cup. So Raghunath Das Goswami asked him, "From where you got this leaf?" "That's from Sakistala. That's the place of Chandravali." So Raghunath Das Goswami threw it away. "I can't accept anything from her. She's competitor of my Swamini, Shirade." So that's her mood, you know. Loving mood. One day Raghunath Das Goswami was feeling stomach ache. So devotees brought an Ayurvedic doctor to see him. So he took his pulse and he said, "Goswami Maharaj is having indigestion." The devotees were shocked. "How somebody who doesn't eat have indigestion?" "Not possible." And doctor said, "Well, according to Ayurveda, which was brought by Dambantari himself, my diagnosis can be wrong. 100% sure he has indigestion." So they asked Raghunath Das Goswami to explain, "Please tell us how you got this indigestion if you don't eat." Raghunath Das Goswami said, "Well, I was unwilling to speak, but you are forcing me to speak. Last night, I went into the Leela of Radha and Krishna, and they were serving a big feast. So I sat down and said, they served me that same feast, big, big quantities. So that's why I have the indigestion. So that's a symptom of spiritual perfection. That in meditation, you're having an experience will manifest in the physical body. Mm-hmm. So that's very high caliber of devotees. Like Raghunath Das Goswami. When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta went there to Radhakund, he heard some proud Pujari Brahmana saying about Raghunath Das Goswami. Actually, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was not Brahmana, he was Shudra. I am Brahmana, I can give blessing to Raghunath Das Goswami. When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur heard that, he became very upset. He decided to fast immediately. He started fasting. And all his disciples were fasting too. For 2-3 days, all of them were fasting. So some local people came to know, and they found the culprit, and they brought him, and he fell down at Srila Saraswati Thakur's feet, and he apologized and asked forgiveness. Then only Srila Saraswati Thakur broke his fast and his disciples. So one man asked Srila Saraswati Thakur, why you didn't just leave the place when you hear that? You know, that's what we shall do. If you hear some offense to Krishna or some Vaishnava, you close your ears and angrily you walk away. That's the best thing to do. Of course, in Shastra, Jiva Goswami say also that you can cut off the tongue of the offender. But that's for Kshatriyas like Maharaj Parikshit. Not for everyone. Kshatriyas they can do. Like when Shishupala was offending Krishna, all the Kshatriyas present there, they took the sword ready to chop off his tongue. But Krishna stopped them. No. It's okay. Let him do. Why? Because when Shishupala was born, Krishna went to see him. His faraway auntie. And he was born with 4 arms. So when Krishna held the boy, 2 arms disappeared. Only 2 arms were left. And a prophecy from the sky was heard that this boy will offend so much Krishna, Krishna will have to kill him. So Shishupala's mother prayed to Krishna, please, although my son may offend you, please forgive him. Krishna said, I will forgive him up to 100 times, but no more than that. Oh yes, that's good. I don't think my son will ever offend you that much. So when Shishupala was offending Krishna, Krishna was counting, 54, 79, 101. Everybody saw the soul coming out of the body, entering Krishna's body. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained, because I'm playing the part of an acharya, and I'm coming to Vrindavan in a big car with so many disciples, I have to preach by the example to establish the proper behavior, the proper attitude in visiting the Holy Dham. So to teach these people not to make offense, that's why I did this fasting. To make them very much aware of their wrongdoing. So in he also established a Pushpa Samadhi of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Radhakund. And also a house will he sometime will stay there, Bhajan Kutir Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he said that we should build a second floor. And the disciple asked Guru Maharaj, what is the second floor for? Who will live there? He said, that's for my gurus. I'm not qualified to live in Radhakunda. I'm gonna live in Govardhan. And I will come every day to assist them in their service to Radha and Krishna. They will stay up there in the second floor. and I will come daily. They already left this world. So he wasn't speaking physically. He was speaking about their eternal seva. And he was also speaking about his own eternal seva to them, assisting them in their service to divine couple. So that was his mood. I'm not qualified to live in Radhakund. And he was, you know, such a high advanced pure devotee of Radha and Krishna. He's one of the Manjaris in the spiritual world. But he was speaking humbly like that. So we are, how much careful we should be approaching, you know, higher divine realms, you know. Don't take nothing for granted. We always should be careful not to make any offense to any inhabitants, to any Vaishnava visiting the Holy Dham. Holy Dham should be purification. Not, you know, eat, sleep and sense gratification. But then we become offenders. That's why it is advised that for materialistic people, they should not stay more than 3 days in Vrindavan, the bus. Because if you engage in material activities in Vrindavan, even listening to mundane music or anything like that, speaking gossip, that's offense. So you should be very careful. Our mood should always be desire to purify our heart and mind so we can have the proper mental attitude to approach the holy places and the beautiful deities in the temple, so inspiring to all the devotees. So darshan means now I'm going to go to see the deities. How much can we see with this material eyes? Rather, real darshan means we pray to Radha and Krishna, or Nitai Krishna Balaram, please be kind and glance at me so I, by your glance I can get purified, so I can have a little glimpse of your glories. That's the proper mental attitude. So today is such holy place, Sri Vrindavan Dham, and the most holy occasion of the appearance of Sri Radhakunda. We shall follow the footstep of Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas, how we shall develop this humble mood of loving surrender and praying for mercy and trying to overcome our anarthas. The other day one devotee was saying in the class that we shall become detached from the desire to become detached. But actually we shall become attached to Krishna. We don't have to worry about material attachment. We can't become materially detached if we don't become more attached to Krishna. That's the point. And how we increase our attachment to Krishna? By repeatedly hearing, chanting, remembering about Him. So, I have some more interesting thing that Vaishnavas have spoke about Radhakunda. Would you like to listen to that? Yes? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that we are in a lower position. Smaran is injurious for us. You know, Smaran is one of the three main practice of devotional service, but certain people, they think Manaseva is the highest thing. You know, to serve the Lord and Smaran, that's highest. But that's, according to our acharyas, previous acharyas, Kirtan is the highest. We are in a lower position. We are not fit to Smaran. Only sit down remembering Radha Krishna. We are not in that position. Sahajiyas are founder of Smaran Dankirtan. They are followers of Smarana. They lead a secluded life and mentally they attempt to identify themselves with a particular Sakhi of their own age. They pretend to perform her duties to occupy her place of service in a particular place of Vrindavan, in a particular Leela, under the guidance of a particular Sakhi, and so on. They are required to meditate on all these things by their so-called guru. This is the process amongst the Sahaja school, but we do not accept that. We consider it all false and imaginary. They are not fit for the plane. They do not have real Sambandha Gyan, knowledge of reality. They only practice the habitual repetition of a particular mental speculation. But anartha nivritti, removal of contamination or any process based on it, cannot be affected thereby. Their imagined achievement is sheer concoction. They are not aware of the fact, the ontological gradation from Viraja to Brahmaloka, Vaikuntha and Goloka. They are Pukur Churiwala, pontiffs, imagining their residence at Radhakund. To think one can steal a pond is self-deception. We consider that kind of smaran to be self-deception. Very strong words. And we see some of our devotees, they go and get this initiation, no? What is called? There is a word for it. Siddha Pranali. Some time ago, I met two Spanish devotees, I know them from Spain, and they took such initiation. And they were explaining to me that the guru explained to us, you sit down, you meditate, and that you're dressing like a Gopi Manjari, and you put this color of dress, and you put this kind of ornaments, and this kind of flower, and you prepare like that to go serve Radha and Krishna in this form. And I asked them, are you free from material desires and attachments? They said, no, actually we want to make money, we want to get married, we want to enjoy life. So what are you doing this meditation? If you meditate like that, and if you die meditating, dressing like a lady, next life you become a lady. Maybe a devotee lady if you are fortunate, if you have enough security. So this is all mental concoction. They take it from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Remember, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Leela in Navadvip, he revealed in the Sapta Praharana Leela, in the Mahaprakash, the great revelation, he revealed to his followers who were they in Krishna Leela. He told them. But these are Nitya Siddhas. They are eternal associates of the Lord. It's not conditioned soul, come now and immediately get revelation. That's the cheap thing that is going on. And people accept it as bona fide. The process is bona fide, but the people are unqualified. If you are on the level of the associates of Mahaprabhu, then you are qualified to have such revelation. But if somebody gives this to neophyte, he himself is not qualified. According to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it's not my own words. I am not on that level either, so to criticize anybody, but I'm just repeating what I heard from Srila Prabhupada and his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So it's very important to also listen, because sometimes our devotees come here very innocently and they visit some holy place and they are, grabbed by somebody, no, come here, I will tell you who are you. The first devotees came to Vrindavan, that happened to them. One devotee entered this room of one sannyasi here in Kishavararam and he saw him flapping his arms like that. And he asked him, you're doing some exercise? He said, no, don't tell anyone. One Babaji from Radhakunda told me that I'm a peacock in the spiritual world and I'm practicing.
So we have to be careful, you know. Yes. Please, yeah. Question time. Yes.
So when I'm asking, actually someone asked me this question by internet, and I'm a little confused or not sure how to answer because I really don't know. Is our eternal position, is it, we supposedly we were there, that's another question, but is it fixed and we discover what it is, or is it a question like in Raganuga Bhakti, one has a particular taste and one can choose and cultivate, and then based on one's taste and one's inclination, one develops that ability to have that eternal position. So do we have any choice in the matter, or is our eternal position already fixed and that's what it is?
Okay, very good question. Everybody understood the question? Okay. So I'm going to read one verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita that answered that question. Okay? Here it is. The death blow to the Sahajyas. The Sahajya propagate that without directly receiving Siddha Pranali, revelation of one's internal identity as a gopi, spiritual perfection is incomplete. Let them do so. Srila Bhakti Saraswati wrote several poems, one of which is Prakrita Rasas Chata Dushani, 100 defects on the Sahaja conception. The defects are innumerable, but our Guru Maharaj put forward 100 of the defects in their process of advancement. Mainly they take spiritual advancement very cheaply. They are not prepared to pay the real price, but the death blow to them is this. Upajiya Badelata Brahmanda Vedi Yaya Viraja Brahma Loka Vedi Parabhyoma Pai Tabe Yaya Tad Upari Goloka Brindavana Krishna Charana Kalpa Brikshe Kare Arohana. As one waters the devotional creeper, the seed sprouts and it gradually grows until it penetrates the walls of this material universe and goes beyond the Viraja River, which divides the spiritual world and the material world. It attains Brahma Loka and then reaches the Parabhyoma, the spiritual sky, and then reaches this foremost spiritual planet, Goloka Vrindavan. Rooted in the heart and watered by Shravana Kirtana, the Bhakti creeper grows until it attains the shelter of the desire tree of the lotus feet of Krishna in the topmost region of the spiritual sky. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 1953-54. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compared the devotional service to receiving Bhakti Lata, Bija, the seed of the devotional creeper. So, that means potentially in the seed there is a tree, but has to be watered down to grow. If there is no watering, there is no growing of the seed. And the watering is Shravana Kirtana. That's the watering. Of course, the weeds has to be taken out, all the process, Anartha Nivritti, all this gradual process. So jumping over all this gradual process of Raganuga Bhakti given by Rupa Goswami, starting from Shraddha to Prema, it's a gradual process, not immediately you jump to Swarup Siddhi. So potentially every jiva soul has an eternal relationship with Krishna in a seed-like form. And when this, the heart is completely purified from all material contamination by the practice of sadhana bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti, then Raganuga Bhakti may appear by the mercy of the Lord. And one get from Nishta, one get Ruchi, and from Ruchi get Asakti, attachment. Then comes Bhava, the preliminary stage of Prema. Then at the stage of Prema, one gets the vision of one's eternal service to the Lord. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Bhajan Rahasya explains that if somebody meditates on his Swarup Siddhi before attaining at least Asakti, he will just get bewildered. So he said at the stage of Asakti, after Anartha Nivritti, Nishta and Ruchi come, at the stage of Asakti, he or she may have glimpses of their spiritual body. So yes, once the soul revives its own eternal loving relationship with the Lord, that's forever. The story of Rupa and Sanatan Goswami's brother, Anupama, or Sri Ballabh, he was a worshipper of Lord Ramchandra. And his brother Rupa and Sanatan tried to convince him to worship Lord Krishna because he's more sweet, more merciful, and his pastimes are wonderful and charming, and he's so liberal, he embraces all souls, giving shelter to all of them. So he tried to worship Lord Krishna. But next day he came crying at the feet of Rupa Goswami, his elder brother, falling down. He said, "Dear brother, please forgive me. I tried to follow your instruction of worshipping Krishna, but I could not, because stopping worshipping Lord Ramchandra, Raghunath, was for me more painful than separating my head from my body." So both Rupa and Sanata, they praised him. "Oh, you are a great devotee of Lord Ramachandra. You have all our blessing. You are such a great pure devotee of Lord Ramachandra." So that means once it is established, the rasa of the soul, that's permanent. But can't be imitated cheaply. Some people think, Krishna spoke to me last night. You know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, he came with one assistant, Ballabhacharya, yes. And he asked permission from Lord Chaitanya. People were saying that they saw at night Krishna dancing on Kaliya, and the jewels from Kaliya's head were shining all over the river. "Please give me permission. I want also to go to see Krishna Kaliya." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised him. "Why are you acting like a fool? You are a scholar. People are seeing a fisherman with his lamp. Torch, yeah, and they mistake it for Kaliya, and they mistake the fisherman for Krishna." "You're a scholar, why you're doing this?" Yes.
Yeah, I'm probably the only one who didn't quite get the answer to my question because I'm so dull-headed.
Okay, but I didn't go into details, but yeah,
just when you use the term once established,
yes.
So that's my question. Is it established in the course of spiritual advancement, or was it already established in the spiritual world, or somehow it was already there, and you're just discovering what was already there? When was it established?
Lord Chaitanya said, "Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema." Eternally the soul has Krishna Prem, but it's covered by Tamagun, Rajagun. So when the heart becomes fully purified, the revelation of our eternal service or Swarupa will be revealed. That means it's already there, but it's covered. We can't see it now, but it's there. Definitely it is there. And why we are attracted to Lord Chaitanya's movement, to Srila Prabhupada's mission, that means we have affinity for some of the Braja Rasa, either as Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, or Madhurya, either one of them. And that will be revealed in the course of time. If it is night and we want to see the sun, no matter how much we bump our head against the wall, the sun would not rise. We have to be patient. Until the next day, the sun will come. We will see it. So in the same way, yes, it is eternally established in the soul, its relationship with Krishna. But it will not be revealed before time. I hope that answers your question. That's what I actually meant to say. But Hare Krishna. Yes, please pass the mic to Mataji.
Hare Krishna, thank you for your very wonderful class. As it is written on the board, appearance of Radhakund.
Yes.
It is also the appearance of Sri Shyamakund, because they both appeared on the same day.
Of course.
So
of course.
Why do we write only Radhakund when it is the appearance of Shyamakund also?
Hare Krishna. Why? Because by glorifying Radharani and her Kunda, Krishna is very pleased. That's the secret. We shall take bath in both. Shyamakunda and Radhakunda actually.
And also, as you very kindly and very appropriately mentioned from the very good notes of Prabhupada, that it is a matter of consciousness mainly.
Yes.
As it is said that one should do the achman because it's on the Raghunath Das Goswami's level, one should have that conscious and the lifestyle first.
Yes.
To be eligible to bathe in Radhakund. So for me today it is confirmed that I definitely should not try to bathe, and then achman is sufficient.
That's okay, but don't discourage others who want to take bath, myself included.
So
today is a special day for appearances. There is some concession. Hare Krishna.
So, but as you said, that achman is equal to bathing also.
Yes, yes. You put 3 drops on the head for offer obeisances.
Is it necessary for all of the devotees who can go, should go to Radhakund today?
I mean, yeah, of course, very auspicious. Any days, and today especially, is very auspicious. Yes.
Also,
we shall go.
Also, as you said, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj mentioned that we should pray that the Lordship may glance on us.
Yes, yes.
So, I remember one thing. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj used to stand near Garuji and used to say that the Lord will look at his pure devotee, who is Garuji. So, because I'm standing close to him, so he may look at me also.
Hare Krishna. Very nice. Can you repeat that? I didn't understand fully.
As you said that how can we see the Lord without materialize?
Yes.
But we should pray that the Lord may glance on
us. That part I understood, yes.
Yeah. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj Thakur used to stand near Garudji.
Near the
Garudji. Garudji. Garuda Stambha.
Garuda Stambha, okay.
And he used to say that because Garuda is a pure devotee of Krishna and Krishna is always looking at him, so I am standing close to him, so he may look at me also.
Hare Krishna. Uh-huh. Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya and Jagannath Puri will always stand next to Garuda Stambha. He will stay there.
Also, one last thing which I heard and I could not accept it. It seems little difficult to understand.
What is that?
Srila Prabhupada's god brothers, I heard, that compile, there is feedback from Srila Prabhupada's god brothers, and a book is compiled on Prabhupada, like we have Leelamrita, etc., from Prabhupada's disciple. So there's a book from Prabhupada's god brothers' feedback about Prabhupada, the book is there. So I heard from somewhere that Prabhupada's one godbrother is saying that earlier he had the mood of coward boy, but then his love became intense and he got the mood of gopi, like a manjari. So I could not understand and I stopped there. Like
Prabhupada said, if I tell you who I am in Krishna Leela, you will not believe me. So that much we know from Prabhupada himself. That isn't the Leela, that's for sure. Either he's in Sakya or Madhurya, I mean, he's there. So according to one's attraction, he may see the Guru in this Leela or that Leela. He may be have an advanced stage, of course, of devotional service. Because Guru can be a representative of Balaram, Lord Nityananda, or Radharani. So, according to the mood of the advanced disciple, they may perceive in different ways. It's not, you know, like stamping a stone or something. I mean, that's nice appreciation by a god brother. That's good, he's speaking like that, appreciating Prabhupada. That's nice. Thank you very much. Shri Radhakunda Prakat ki, Shila Prabhupada ki, God Premanandi. Hare Hare Bol.